Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Rupani. I'm definitely grateful for each and every one of you guys. I hope you're all doing great. So I do have another guest for an interview today. These are just going to be the live questions again that I've been doing. Girl, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi guys, it is Nikki again. It's nice to be on the show a second time.
Welcome back, Nikki. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So these questions are just going to be random life questions. There's no timer on any of these questions. Some of them are silly, some of them are serious. So take your time answering these questions. You're not being timed on any of them, okay?
All right, let's do
Okay,
it.
perfect. We'll go ahead and get started. So your first question is, what are you ready to let go of? Straight to
Yeah, you just punched me with it.
it.
Oof. This is a good question.
Take your time.
I'm ready. Okay, I got it. I
Okay.
am ready to let go of the past. and start living in the future, or present, actually. Start living in the present.
Okay. Did a lot happen in your past that you're just ready to close that chapter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot has happened, and I'm ready to, leave it behind. I've been pulling it with me too much, so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so happy that you're ready to let go of your past now. So next question is, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as your dinner guest?
Girl, I have never even answered these questions to myself.
I'm coming for everybody.
I definitely would want. Ooh. Hold up. I'm gonna think about this for a second.
Just one person.
Just one person. Ooh, I think I would choose one of my grandparents.
Yeah, how come?
I've never met them, and I would love to have a chance to even have like 30 minutes with one of them.
Yeah, grandparents, they always know what to say and they always give the best advice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And would you like to become famous? And if yes, in what way?
No, I don't think I want to be famous.
How come?
You see what fame does to people?
I mean, so you don't want to be known at all?
I mean, I would be like to be known as who I am, as a friend, a sister, a daughter. That's what I want to be known as.
Okay, that's beautiful. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say and
Oh,
why?
all the fucking time. All the time.
Do you do that with everybody or?
No. There's some people who I can talk to and it's just natural. But there's some people who, I mean, if I don't know you or if it's a business call or some sort of, professional setting, I'm going to rehearse it in my head.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do that. We always practice what we want to say in our head before
Yeah.
we say it out loud. What would you consist a perfect day for you? Like paint the whole picture.
A perfect day for me is, waking up, having my wake and bake.
question. What's your favorite strain?
My favorite strain?
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite strain, but I do prefer hybrids. You know, hybrids? A good okay, hybrid that's... is very, it hits.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. You know, it's fire. I love coffee, so I mean, I have a good, you know, a good size cup of coffee, you know. That first okay. sip, you know.
Always.
Yes. I think also just waking up with the sunrise. I love the sun, so if I have a chance to wake up with it, it puts me in a good mood automatically. You know, if I have a chance to stretch, do some yoga, you know, and light meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's usually the best way to start my day. And then usually I have a good day after whatever I may do.
That's beautiful. That painting was really in my head. Where would you like to wake up to the sunrise? Anywhere in the world.
The sunrise. Just anywhere in a high spot. If I'm able to see the sunrise at like a eye level type of feeling.
Yeah, that's really dope. When did you last sing to yourself?
Last sing to myself. You know, I probably today sometime.
Today?
Yeah, sometime, yeah.
How about to someone else?
To someone else, probably the other night.
What song was that?
Probably some stupid rap song. But I was hanging out with my friends, and you know, we were just hanging out, being silly, and you know, we were just singing and stuff. So,
okay, yeah. Awesome. So, if you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Damn. Have snatched, or am I trying to be?
Yeah.
Intelligent. I definitely would have the mind.
The mind?
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to explain?
I mean, you know, at 90 years old, I feel like, you know, typically your mind is not as sharp as it used to be. And imagine having a 30-year-old mind set, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything.
It's still as sharp as ever.
Yeah.
All right. What are three things you like about your partner, if you have a partner?
Three things I like about them?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Spotlight.
I know. Now I don't even know who I like, type I like. Definitely, the first thing I have to have is a good mindset, intelligence. I like a smart woman. Three things I like about her.
Yeah. Just three, girl.
I gotta think about things a little bit. I think her body. I like a girl who is confident about her body. And how adventurous she is.
All right, that fire sign in you.
Yes. Are you down or not?
Yep. That's the vibe. All right, so if you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
That's a lot. I can say a lot about this.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with how to deal with things, how to handle things.
Okay.
How to handle, I mean, situations.
Do you want to dig deeper into that?
Or... I mean, how deep can I go?
I mean, what was like a situation that happened that you felt like it wasn't handled or like it wasn't dealt with the right way?
Let's go with trauma. I feel like how to handle trauma, you know, instead of telling us, you know, just forget about it, you know, teach us how.
All right, guys, sorry about that. I'll let you continue about trauma.
Okay. So with trauma, so how to handle trauma, you know, instead of telling us just to forget about it, know how to deal with it, the emotions, the, you know, everything that comes with it.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I feel like a lot of us grew up with that, speaking about our emotions. We're always told to shut down, and like if we ever speak out, we're being disrespectful or we're talking back, or you know, it's irrelevant. Nobody wants to speak about it. So I definitely hear you on that.
Yeah.
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
All the lessons that I've learned. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. What's one lesson that you feel like was the biggest that you learned?
Let's say money. How to handle money is definitely a big one.
Yeah, they don't teach us that.
No, they don't. how to do anything with money, actually. You know, taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so last question for you, girl. Take 4 minutes and tell us about your life in much detail as possible. Just 4 minutes.
Are you gonna type me?
Yes, I am, girl.
Just for my whole life.
Yep, just sum it up in 4 minutes. You don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. Like, do I start from, like, you know, the times that I, like, baby or what? Or, like, you know, what life are you talking about?
Like, what makes you you? Like, what became Nikki? Like, informant.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Let's go. Right. Start?
Go ahead.
All right. So I became Nikki when I turned 16 years old. 14 years old. I turned Nikki when I turned 14 years old. I kind of said a little bit about it, but I mean, I went through my trauma through my teenage years. And then I graduated high school. I went off to college, and Nikki went into a new town that she never heard about. Didn't know anyone and started fresh. And Nikki went through college by herself, found the struggles of college, and she decided to drop out of college and didn't know what she wanted to do anymore. And Nikki then, what did Nikki do after? She just, you know, just lived her, she started partying, trying to discover who she was. How many minutes am I at?
You're good. You're right. 2 minutes.
All right. She discovered who she started, you know, started partying, started, you know, seeing who she was into. She met good friends. She met bad friends. She met friends that she moved into a house with. More life discovering. Dabbled into some stuff. You know, being a teenager.
Yeah.
Young adult. And, you know, more struggles in life. And she moved from place to place. Came back home to her hometown. And, you know, more struggles. And then she went through happiness. She found happiness. And is living through happiness. That is what Nikki, that's how Nikki found herself.
Wow, that's beautiful. That was really beautiful. I really enjoyed that. That was a beautiful way to end the podcast. Was there anything else you'd like to share?
I feel like everyone already knows a lot about me.
Or any advice for anyone or anything? Any last words of encouragement? Or any wise words that you, you know, advice that you learned growing up?
I'm gonna say this is always smoke good weed and be happy. Live your life.
That's what's up, girl. Word. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening in into Let's Be Honest again. Once again, don't forget to check out my Instagram page at Let's Be Honest. All of my links are on there as well. I definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you again. Stay well.